A bipartisan Senate group has reached tentative agreement on a roughly $500 billion infrastructure plan. It marks a significant breakthrough in the drive for a massive infusion of new spending for roads, bridges and other critical projects. President Joe Biden says he feels confident about the package, which is smaller than he first proposed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it good news.
We very much want it to pass. Chairman of our Committee of Jurisdiction is saying that we'd like to see it, and perhaps we may have to have some discussion about it. But I can't commit to passing something that I don't even know what it is yet, but I'm hoping for the best.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said some tariffs on imported goods can be effective. Speaking to Bloomberg, she cited 2018 steel levies enacted by the Trump administration as helping counter an oversupply from China. Raimondo has previously defended the levies, but some U.S. manufacturers have said they've hurt their business. The European Union is working towards having the U.S. lift the metal import tariffs by year's end. China's securities regulator convened a virtual meeting with major investment bank executives, trying to ease market fears about Beijing's crackdown on the private education industry. Sources tell Bloomberg the hastily arranged call was led by CSRC Vice Chairman Fang Shenchai. We're told the takeaway for some bankers was that the change in education policies was targeted and not meant to hurt other industries. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Bonnie Quinn. This is Bloomberg.